Welcome to the Soca Forecast. My name is Kix, and it's time for a review of Streets Don't Love You by June Freedom.
But before we get started, please hit the like button and subscribe to the channel. It helps with the YouTube algorithm, giving us an opportunity to be seen and heard by others like you that enjoy music reviews. Now, back to the review.
Okay, guys, I have to say something. Before I get started with this review, I just want you guys to know that I may be sounding a little bit out of breath, my voice may be sounding a little crazy, I might even sneeze during this review. My allergies is kicking my butt right now, alright? So please, just bear with me. June Freedom music is very much groovy, jazzy, stylish, delightful to listen to. I enjoyed listening to his album Anchor Boy. The album is actually amazing. This song, Streets Don't Love You, is a track from his album. June is from Cape Verde, which is located in the most western part of Africa. And the folks there speak Portuguese and some other dialects that I can't remember at the moment. So when listening to his music, he sings in Portuguese with an Afrobeat tracking. Well, I'm sorry, not tracking, but backing him. The style is actually dope. Now, I can't take credit for finding him. I have to give credit to my older daughter. She discovered him and she put me on to his music. And I have to say, thank you so much, little. You're the best. Now, lyrically, I don't know what he is saying exactly, but the shit sounds really dope. Some of the lyrics are in English, so I understand that, of course. But I can't understand everything. The hook is in English, though, and it is catchy. Nice melody, I have to say. He has a good voice, which is cool. And it is very much easy to listen to. His music is just music for a cool, chill vibe. You can party to his music. Also, driving, listening to his music in a car is cool. I would say his music, you could also listen to it in a lounge as well. Like, you could listen to it cleaning up your house as well. I was impressed that he was singing in Portuguese, and the beats were Afrobeat sounding tracks. You know, that really impressed me, and it was really dope. His music made me feel to dance. You know, it gave me just it gave me a chill vibe, and it just put me in a really good mood. Like, his music is really dope, honestly. I know I keep saying that, but it is. It's really dope. I really, really like it. As for the production, it has a nice Caribbean feel. That's one reason why I am reviewing his music. I concentrate on Caribbean music. His music has an Afrobeat sound to it, mixed with a little bit of Latin feel, in my opinion. The Latin feel is heard in some of the percussion styles in some of his other music. This one, not so much, but you can almost hear it still. I'm not sure who produced this track, but the person did a good job. I like the music textures he uses on this track, the way how he uses the filters. I like the sound of that. I like the sound of the keys. You know, he uses a Rhodes piano that sounds good in this track also, with like something else underneath it. And I don't know exactly what it is, but it sounds like there's another sound underneath the Rhodes piano. The drums are slapping nicely. This track makes me want to dance and groove and jam. It's a really cool song. Like, the beat is cool, the song is cool, the whole thing is just cool to me. I was not disappointed with anything on this track or any of the other songs on his album. Everything sounds good. in my opinion. This guy is really talented. I would like to hear some of his music being played in soca parties, honestly, because we can party to this. Like, we can wind up to his music. It's that kind of vibe, you know? And it'll be a nice, like, cool-down vibe for a soca party. Like, you know, when they get into their little groovy soca sets, you could throw in some of his music. And they would have the party going. I think it's just a different vibe, and it's just good. I love it, you know? I'm looking forward to hearing more stuff from him. And I'm going to continue to keep my ears open, you know, and my eyes open so I can, you know, take in a lot of his music. And as we say over here, this is what makes music music. Some songs are not for you and some songs are for you. And I can tell you right now, this song is for me. Please tell me what you think in the comments below. Is it a song you would add to your playlist or not, if you heard this track already?
Now, if you haven't heard this track yet, you can check it out right here on YouTube. And if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor.fm, or Spotify, come on over to YouTube and check it out. Feel free to click the link in the description down below or
in the YouTube search bar, type in Streets Don't Love You by June Freedom. As far as a rating goes, I'm going to give this one an 8.5.
Well, this review is over, and if you're looking for another, stay tuned for the other. Thank you for listening, thank you for tuning in, and once again, please like, share, and subscribe to the channel, and don't forget to hit the bell for notifications.
June Freedom, Streets Don't Love You, Kicks, Soca Forecast, signing off. Peace.